Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 29 on Giselle, G-I-S-E-L-Y, LeBron, L-E-B-R-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. LeBron as described in my report of 7-22-16. Perry is now a 57-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 5-6-13 when she fell. Perry, as a result, she believes she injured her back and neck and went to Atlantic Care Emergency Room the same day. Perry had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Perry did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving active treatment. Perry since evaluated here, she denies having any further treatment or diagnostic testing. Period. We have not been provided with additional medical documentation to substantiate that any was done. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed his planus deformities of both feet and swelling of both ankles. There was no atrophy or effusions, period. She had onchomycosis of many toenails, period. Motion of the right knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness, period. Motion of the left knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Spine cervical inspection revealed abundant adipose tissue, both posteriorly and anteriorly, but no apparent scars, period. Motion was full in all spheres, but right side bending elicited tenderness. Period. There was non-localizing tenderness palpation about the cervical spine, but no spasm. Period. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed position slowly, was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees. Period. Extension bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, this is not of clinical consequence. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 90 degrees failed to elicit any low back or radicular complaints. Period, she was tender to palpation about the lumbosacral junction, right carotid trochanter and sciatic notch, as well as the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but it was not on the opposite corresponding sides. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 5-6-13. Giselle LeBron slipped and fell while at work. Period, of course, of treatment has been described in great detail in my prior report. Period, since seen here, she has not had any additional testing or treatment. Period, she denies any new injuries. Period, nevertheless, she asserts her symptoms are worse now than when they first began. Period. She is not taking any prescription or over-the-counter pain medication. Period. Although not working, she states her current hobbies include volleyball. Period. This obviously would require her to be at least fairly physically fit. Period, she does not use any durable medical equipment. Period. And then at this juncture, she does not require further curative treatment relative to the event of 5-6-13 coming now approximately 9 years ago. Period. I will insert the relevant portions of my earlier report. I will mark the relevant earlier portions of my earlier report to insert, and that will be the end.